Hello, hello everyone. Can you tell the excitement in my voice? We are here tonight at this midnight hour to do something super special. We are reopening under direction of the Holy Spirit. Season 2 of Sing It With Me, if you've already played Season 1. Jesus Freak, Jesus Freak, Jesus Freak. You know, guys, I was taking a listen to the old episodes, and I must say, I said, I cannot believe I named that podcast Jesus Freak. Should I change it? And I was like, no, I shouldn't change it, because there's this song that basically speaks to us being fools for Christ. And once, of course, everything is with reason, but the reality is, once we are talking about Jesus Christ, we are going to look really foolish, crazy, fanatic to the world. So that's really what we are. When we are fully immersed and we want God 24/7, and we're willing to give up the things that we love, I mean, like absolutely love. In this season 2, we are going to get very candid, because I know with certainty that God is calling his remnants to come up higher. And when I say come up higher, it doesn't mean that we're better than anyone else, but God is calling us to deeper levels of sacrifice. Yes, the one word that we really hate as Christians. But there's something very different in the atmosphere, and it is really ripe for us to be able to accelerate in new realms. And this podcast, season 2, would have never been created unless the Holy Spirit said, yes, it is time. And even though there's a lot that may be going on, there's a lot that's happening in the spiritual realm that if we tap into that frequency, by the grace of Jesus Christ, we would be able to access that realm that he has given us authority to enter. And more so, we'll be able to carry out the works that he's asked us to do, especially in this modern time. And so, as I just give you a brief snippet what season 2 would be about, I'm just going to start off with a prayer, because without prayer, we are nothing. Holy Spirit, I want to thank you at this sacred hour that you have granted me the energy and the zeal, oh God, to be able to use the platforms of technology that may have been perverted to be used to carry out your frequency and your sound. We decree and declare that the listeners of this podcast, whether it is in this present time or many months away, that they will be blessed, and they, oh God, would be able to allow the Holy Spirit to bring forth change so that we would push and advance your kingdom in this season in no other name but the mighty, mighty, mighty name of King Jesus, we pray. Amen. So I'm promising myself that we're not going to do this for longer than 6 minutes by the grace of God, if God allows it. But what I will do, we're going to give you a bit of a snippet. So season 1, and take a listen, guys, if you didn't. It was really interesting. The Holy Spirit had me tackling really very, very sensitive or politically incorrect topics, and just applying what the Bible and the Holy Spirit has led us to say on these topics. I must say, it was really scary talking about some topics such as slavery, and just talking about some very difficult topics such as sexual assault. But at the end of the day, we did it. And I really and truly do believe that even if it's one person, these podcasts would have been able to evoke some positive change or lead us closer to Christ or deeper to Christ. We thank God. We are so grateful, God, because that means it would have been successful. But season 2, God is not really so much about me addressing what's going on in the culture. As a matter of fact, this is a new type of oil. Many of us, we live on a high when we are very intimate with God, but each and every day we need a fresh anointing. We need fresh oil each and every day, because yesterday's oil cannot do. And that song is from Samuel Maidus. It literally cannot do. So if this is a midnight hour, I am now in a new day. The things of yesterday have passed away, and I have to ensure that I tap into my Creator in order not to miss His sound, His direction, and what He's asking. And that brings us to the entire aspect of what season two is going to be about. I think we should have a drum roll, guys. Thank you. Done. We're going to be talking about the Great Commission. Don't be turned off. Don't think this is some overly religious, super spiritual thing. No, it's not. It's what's happening this season for God's remnants. And you are not, by the grace of God, you are not going to miss what He's telling us in this season. If you really get still and we really intercede where we are supposed to intercede, at the times we are supposed to intercede, there is a quickening in the spiritual realm for us to advance God's kingdom like never before. It's been done for thousands of years, but there's something very different. And that takes us to Mark chapter 16. And most of us know Matthew 28 and to be the great chapter about the Great Commission. But I love the Holy Spirit led me to Mark 16 in particular, and there are some aspects that complement what was said in Matthew 28. So basically, to give you a backstory, make sure you open your Bibles, you ask the Holy Spirit for some guidance, because we are really going to be picking apart Mark 16, and we're going to be really looking deeply into Matthew 28, because this is really where God will have us. We are in a different time span. If seasons change every quarter, why do you think that the frequency of God and His demands in our life don't change? Even babies aren't a fetus after a while. They become toddlers and then kids. And then, eventually they become adults, and eventually they become elderly and die. So why would you believe that the same thing God told you 10 years ago is necessarily still applicable unless it hasn't come to pass? So I'm going to read from Mark 16, verses 15. And He said to them, and that's Jesus, "Go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. He who believes and is baptized will be saved, but he who does not believe will be condemned. And these signs will follow those who believe. In My name, they will cast out demons. They will speak with new tongues. They will take up serpents. And if they drink anything deadly, it will by no means hurt them. They will lay hands on the sick and they will recover." So then, after the Lord had spoken to them, He was received up into heaven and sat down on the right hand of God. And they went out and preached everywhere, the Lord working with them, confirming the word through the accompanying signs. Amen. And I was doing a lot of reading on the Great Commission. And what was basically said is that there's a lot of Christians who actually don't understand the concept of the Great Commission. A lot of us, we know that Jesus came and died for sins, and we understand a lot of the betrayal that happened on earth. We understand a lot of miracles and signs and wonders that He did. But many of us are not very familiar with the Great Commission. Are you familiar with the Great Commission? If you aren't, I advise you to join me with season two of Jesus Freak, Jesus Freak, Jesus Freak, as we take God's kingdom and advance His wishes even deeper than season one.